Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio. This is your wellness radio from Mexicali and Imperial County. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. My name is Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
So nice of you to join us. Thank you. Welcome back. Another show of great shows and a series of great shows. We're joined today by Jessica Minahan. She's a special educator, author, and behavioral analyst. We're talking about the basis of her books, The Behavioral Code and The Behavior Code Companion, a twofer, if you will. Can we get like a discount if we buy them both together?
I think so. I think that you should.
But Scott doesn't get a discount.
No. I would pay full price just out of respect for the work that goes into authoring books. It's an incredible process, isn't it?
It is an incredible process. I really appreciated the peer review process of writing a book because I really made me realize really why I choose to do everything. You know, it's been challenged during the peer review process, so really helped me understand my own practice. Why do I do that? Because sometimes we do things instinctually, and, you know, this tends to work, and then you have to really think about why that is, and it's really important to understand things like that before you can teach it. And so that process was really helpful, I think.
It's like a page out of Charlie Brown. A peer is a person who cares enough to actually read your book.
That is, yes. My mom read it, so that's nice.
So
She's probably the first one.
The first copy right there that came off.
She uses the soda can analogy because, you know, one of those behavior signs that we don't sometimes attest to anxiety is irritability. Irritability can be a sign of anxiety, even though we don't normally register that. And my sister is the most angelic, lovely person, except when she hosts Thanksgiving, right? And then she she gets super snappy and irritable, and we kind of are scared of her. And when we're in the house, we're like, "This blue plate, is it this blue?" You know, we're like trying to figure out what she wants. And
back to eggshell land.
Yes, it's very And my mom will say her soda can's shaken, and I said, "Oh yeah." I do know she read the book now. Yeah, so she will pull out some quotes.
Yeah. Question. Talking about anxiety, how about with kids who have ADHD? Is that more common with children that have ADHD, have anxiety?
Well, the number one misdiagnosis of anxiety is ADHD because the symptoms are super similar, right? Your impulsiveness, inattention. If you're very anxious, it's very hard to attend. So, for example, if you reach down in your pocket right now and realize you don't have your cell phone, oh my goodness, where's my cell phone? Would you be able to listen to anything I said for the next 2 minutes?
Or would you be mentally searching for your cell phone
in
your head?
Where did I leave it?
Your brain is spinning. So it's really hard to be anxious and attend, right? So it can look very similar to ADHD, and it's very commonly misdiagnosed. The truth is that kids with ADHD, about 25% also have anxiety, and it's lower for the reverse. So for kids with anxiety, about 15% also have ADHD.
But pretty substantial comorbidity.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I'm hearing. There is a lot of overlap. And I think that, but I would say that anxiety is has overlap with a lot of disabilities, that if you have a mild reading disability like dyslexia, by third, fourth grade, anxiety does come on board in some way. School, like reading groups.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.